You know, this is our first time sitting together in a studio in over a month. I left in late July, and
it's been such a good month,
right? It has been so, and it goes so fast.
Just what have you been doing?
Well, I went back to the motherland, Kansas, for a week, and then did some stuff here and there. How about you?
Been making a new record again.
All right.
Because I had time off.
Right.
And Newport Folk was the thing, I think, was the last time we started saw each other. I went off to that. Yeah. Loved that festival. This is the time to take a break right in that little August window when nothing's coming out, because there is like an avalanche that's about to hit of music coming out in the top of September. But the trickles are starting.
Yeah.
And I got something yesterday that really excited me. You know the group Eskimo?
Right.
That turned into the group O.
Oh.
They're now Gabby's World, because Gabriella Smith is the main songwriter and upfront person in that band. I'm going to play a song called Rear View, and I'll tell you about their new album that's coming out right after we play this.
Yeah, nice and breezy.
Yeah, I like this. This is Gabby's World. They have a new album coming out. It's called Beast on Beast. I don't know if you follow Eskimo O or Gabby's World at all on like Instagram and all, but there's always a dog.
Well, apparently I need to.
You do need to, yeah. So the record's called Beast on Beast. It comes out November 2nd on Yellow K Records.
November. We're already talking about November releases. What happened to this year? It just goes by in a whoosh. You know, you said that this has been kind of a slower, quieter year for you. You haven't been getting as much of the music that you really love. Mm-hmm. And I actually feel the opposite. I just feel like it's been a deluge. And I mentioned on the last show that we did together back in mid-July how a lot of my favorite artists are returning after long breaks. I mentioned Mira was coming back, and Metric. I believe I played something from the Metric record. This week, I've got new music from more of my favorite artists who are back after long breaks, starting with Cat Power.
Right.
You know, her last one, Sean Marshall, her last record was in 2012. And when she releases something, you never really know if it's the last you're ever going to hear from her, right?
There's a tenuousness to her.
Yeah, there's an tension too, and like where you're not really quite sure if this is her last record, and then you wait and years go by, and then boom, she's got a new one. This new one is called Wanderer, and we've heard a couple tracks from it so far. The one I want to play is called Woman, and this features Lana Del Rey.
Tell me I'm not what you need. If I had a quarter, I would pull it together, and I would take it to the bank and then leave. Yes, I would take it to the bank and then leave.
Truly.
Lana Del Rey featured on this song, but Cat Power, Sean Marshall's voice, obviously at the center of it on this. In an interview with SiriusXM, Sean Marshall said that she and Lana Del Rey have known each other for years, and she asked her to sing on this song because, in Sean Marshall's own words, I'm quoting her here, she says she has a supremely feminine voice, Lana Del Rey. And this is a song about femininity. The album Wanderer is out October 5th, and she's signed to Domino for this one. Always great to have Cat Power back. And I hope this one's not the last. We'll just have to wait and see.
Let's see, 2024 at this pace.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone whose albums I wait for a bunch, Anna Calvi. Remember Anna Calvi?
In
2011, there was this knockout debut record. It was nominated for Mercury Prize. Brian Eno sang on the record.
Right. God, was that 2011?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. She did one more, I think it was 2014, an EP of stuff she worked on a little bit with David Byrne a year later, but not much music. It's been really four solid years since something new from Anna Calvi. She has a new record coming out August 31st. And the record's called Hunter. The song I'm going to play, she says it's a song about the defiance of happiness. It's also about being free to identify yourself in whichever way you please without any restraints. The song itself, the song title is called Don't Beat the Girl Out of My Boy. And so it's all about the expected roles that parents apply or assign to boys, not to cry, for example, or something like that. Right. So she's also an extraordinary guitarist. So let's play the song from Anna Calvi, Don't Beat the Girl Out of My Boy. Wow.
Thank you.
the vocals on the end there. Really? Unbelievable. Wow.
She's awesome. That's Anna Calvi. Go listen to all of her records, really. The new one that's coming out is called Hunter. It's her third album. It comes out August 31st, so any day.
And she addresses a topic that has been at the center of a lot of really big and important discussions about how we talk about gender and identity. And I've got another artist who's back with a question that feels very appropriate right now. And that question is, how much is enough? And it comes from Sam Phillips.
Oh, wow.
We adore Sam Phillips so much. She's been putting music out for more than 30 years now, 35 years, I think. And in one of life's great cruel twists, she's never quite gotten as big as I think she deserves to be. And, you know, she was on Nonesuch for a while. They dropped her after she put out her last record with them in 2008. She's been going it alone since then. And she has a new album coming out called World on Sticks. And the song, again, I want to play is called How Much is Enough? And here's Sam Phillips telling us a bit about it and how this is the right time for a song like this.
Well, I think How Much is Enough is a question that deserves its own song. And I don't think we should ever underestimate a good question with an honest answer. You know, personally, nationally, or globally, I think the truth along with love can save our future.
Someone keeps giving out the wrong numbers. We're not supposed to know what's true. Champagne promises, only red, only blue. When they break down the doors to Easy Street, will they leave anything for you? How much is enough? How much is enough? How much is enough? I need more of the sky, more breath and sea, more of nothing to lose. Information chase, try to get you with headlines, which attentions to choose. Take me behind the screen and I'll watch you play the news. How much is enough? 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 I need more of the sky, more breath and sea, more of nothing to lose. Branded, sleeping customers do what they're told, promising the good life too high. It's really being sold. How much is enough? 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 How much is enough?
Thank you.
Do you know if the drummer on that song is Jay Bellarose?
It is Jay Bellarose.
Because I just, he slays me all the time.
Oh, I know.
He plays with Sam all the time.
Yeah, he's like the kind of drummer, even with a simple kick, like that bass drum, and it may not even be a kick is how he's playing. He may be playing it with a mallet or something. Right. But even that, you can tell, it sounds like that could be Jay right. on that kick drum, you know? But her songs, Sam Phillips' songs, are just so earthy and organic. I can't really describe it quite. It feels like they're these sounds that have been like heaved up from the earth in a sigh, you know, just this springing from Sweet. The earth. Yeah. Anyway, I squealed when I saw the email from her that she had new music coming. I'm so excited. The album World on Styx is out September 28th from Sam Phillips.
Does she still have the, like a club to join and stuff?
Right. So after she started out on her own, she created this subscription service on her website, samphillips.com, and you get all of her music and all her other goodies and everything. So the best place to get her music is still to go to her website, samphillips.com.
That's great.
Yeah, and she's doing it all. You know, I mean, she has some great friends helping her out here, but yeah, she's amazing.
Break time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Squarespace. If you're ready to start your new business, get your unique domain and create a beautiful website with help from Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Head to squarespace.com/songs for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SONGS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Support also comes from NPR sponsor, Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to your short list of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
How about this? I was just thinking about Nashville because I'm going to Nashville tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And Americana Fest, which happens in September, is one of my favorite places to discover new music. And often bands from Australia in the heart of Nashville.
I remember you saying this last year when you went.
This does happen a lot. I was thinking about that because the band from Melbourne, Australia, OPEP, have a new album coming out, and I'm really thrilled about OPEP. So
I thought you were going to say LaLuke.
Oh, my goodness, that's right, because we just put up a new song from theirs
right.
up online.
New video.
Yes,
yeah.
So there's that too. So new record from OPEP is called I Wasn't Only Thinking About You, or I Wasn't Only Thinking About You.
Wow, inflection, intonation, right, really, or everything. Yeah.
And so I'm going to play a song from OPEP, which also is a thing that works well with inflection, speaking of. It's called... What's the deal with David? Question mark.
And, what's his glitch?
And the song came from a note. OPEP is Olivia and Pepe, basically, Pepita. And Olivia writes this note that's full of, like, all this energy. It's two friends talking. She just writes this note. So what's this? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's two friends might.
Yeah.
And it turned into this wonderful, fun little song. So let's play this from OPEP.
Who is David and why is he called?
You say that you haven't found as much music that you normally love, and I would say it's true because most of the stuff you've been playing this year is not stuff I normally think of you loving. You know, it's like it's really super poppy and synths and stuff like that. You know, what happened?
In my lonesome time alone when no one else is around.
Yeah,
that's the kind of music you'll put on.
I mean, I love it. I mean, it's totally my jam.
But. Yeah, totally infectious. OPEP is the band. Their record, which is, I wasn't only thinking about you.
I wasn't only thinking about you. Yeah, you can be taken so many different ways.
Absolutely. It comes out October 26th.
All right, I'll try not to bring us down too much here, but I've got new music from Greg Laswell, who's one of my favorites. He put out a record in 2016 called Everyone Thinks I Dodged a Bullet that was in my top 10 that year. Another artist who, when I got the email saying he had new music coming, I was just so excited. He is back with a follow-up to Everyone Thinks I Dodged a Bullet. His new album is called Next Time, and I have a song from it I want to play called Royal Empress. And you'll hear him talk about how this song came together. He says it's a song that is really about addiction, which he compares to the Royal Empress tree. The Royal Empress tree is this fast-growing tree that has lots of shade, but all of its roots kill everything around it.
Because this tree, it struck me as very similar to addictions. You know, they seemingly help us in the beginning and give us comfort and give us shade. Yet they're killing everything around us at the same time. And I'm usually reluctant to tell people what my songs are specifically about because I like how they interpret them, and in many ways much differently than I would. But with this one, I feel like addiction touches all of us in one way or another, whether we're dealing with it ourselves or alongside a friend or family member. And so I set out to write a song about it, and it was also on a very personal level for me, because for whatever reason I was going through this phase in my life where I was losing a lot of friends to different types of addictions, and I've seen it firsthand, and it scares me. I've gotten to the point where it scares me.
About the legend, my
I love the vastness of Greg Laswell's music, but also the intimacy of it. So he'll have that it's just very intimate and heartbreaking, and then suddenly it gets really big.
Yeah.
He has this recurring line in the song, "We thought everyone was going to make it out alive," and it's just a reference to, you know, he calls addiction a prison, and you assume that everyone's going to make it out. You know, you convince yourself that you're in control or that your friends are in control, or, you know, and in the end, often we're not. So the song Royal Empress is from Greg Laswell's new record, Next Time, that comes out September 21st. And it is a good one.
It's awesome. I want to play a song from Galen Lee. Jackie and Lee, we know as our Tiny Desk Contest winner back in 2016, if I got that right. Yeah. It's a little complicated story, but I'm going to run through this. This song is called The Last 3 Feet. And she tells me the story. Actually, she wrote to me to tell me this story, which is in 2017, she performed at the U.S. State Department. She says she met several amazing diplomats and activists, but in particular, Charlie is the one who stood out. He was a very gentle and kind Foreign Service officer working on international disability rights. And he pulled me aside, and after my show, he said, "There's a saying in diplomacy by the journalist Edward R. Murrow that says, the real crucial link in the international exchange is the last 3 feet, which is bridged by personal contact, one person talking to another." And he went on to say, "I want to challenge you to write a song about the last 3 feet."
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And so she said, normally I wouldn't do this, but, you know, Charlie was so amazing and unusual, an uncommon sort of person, a compassionate spirit. She goes on to say that about a year earlier, she had was hurt by a close friend, and she really hadn't made peace with that friend. It was like I tripped up a few feet from forgiveness and couldn't bridge the gap. And so she contemplated this idea that what Charlie challenged her to write the song about the last 3 feet, thought about her friend, and now I'm going to play the song that she came up with. It's pretty awesome. And I'll just make one other note, which is I got a note from Galen. She was excited in the studio back last around Thanksgiving or so when I was home and I was making music. She said, "I got these great songs." And I said, "Send me some. Maybe I'll play around." She said, "Yeah, I could use some staticky stuff and stuff. Can you do that?" I said, "Specialty."
Special order static.
So, the beginning static, she wanted some sort of like radio fading out, but not really literally radio fading in and out song, but that's how she described it.
Oh, so that it's you added it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll see if you didn't just muck the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And you really blew it on that one, didn't you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, it's so unexpected for her, and not just because of the static sounds in it, but just it's so big and lush and bold, and you know the drums were so full. It's just the complete opposite of what I always think of with her music, which is it's very quiet and intimate and fragile. And
yeah, this new record, Learning How to Stay, is full of different sorts of expression for Galen. I think, she's so full of talent just as a violin player, but then has become stronger as a singer and then has become an arranger and a lyricist and just keeps growing into this full-fledged, can-do-everything musician. And it's wonderful. And the people she rallies around her to play music with,
I think you find that with the artists who've won the Tiny Desk contest, where they suddenly find they have time to work on their music all the time because, you know, they go on tour and they're playing live all the time for it, and they just get so much better and grow exponentially as artists. That's wonderful.
She's played 250 shows plus in 42 states, 7 countries, 100,000 miles.
Wow, that's great.
They sold their house. They've been
traveling. Right.
It's just crazy, her and her husband, Paul. Galen Lee is the artist. You taking us out?
I am, and you know, if it were not for this next artist, this last artist, there would be no 2016 Tiny Desk Contest winner, Galen Lee.
Oh.
Laura Gibson.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Laura Gibson. Okay, so, well, Laura Gibson was, she, for people who don't know, she was the first artist to ever do a Tiny Desk concert 10 years ago, and she helped inspire the whole series.
Yeah.
And we've been following her for a long time, and her music, much like Galen Lee's, has always been very fragile and beautiful. And but I think with the last couple of records she's put out, her music has also gotten bigger and bolder, you know, without betraying the sort of that fragile beauty in her music that makes her music so appealing. Laura Gibson's last record was called Empire Builder. That was in 2016. She has a new one called Goners. The song I'm going to take us out on is called Tenderness. I'll let Laura Gibson tell us about it, and then you'll hear the song.
That's awesome. I just love the coincidence that just happened.
Yeah, I love that too.
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
You too, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Take it away, Laura.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Bob. It's Laura, sending love from Portland, Oregon. Tenderness is a song I wrote over a long stretch of time. I think tenderness as an idea is something I think about a lot, and you know, perhaps as the great goal of songwriting is to move people towards tenderness. And so I think at the time I was just sort of free writing, and I was thinking about how we all move towards intimacy, sometimes clumsily. We all learn strategies when we're young for how to receive tenderness, and I think so much of adulthood is dismantling those strategies, and I wanted to write about that sort of dismantlement. So there's definitely a darkness in the song and intentional nod to violence. I wanted the lyrics to sit in a place where they could be either taken as dark and dysfunctional or as healthy and lovely. depending on the listener and depending on myself at the time and what I was thinking through. And we lash out when we're in pain, and in the extreme, that can be a terrible thing. But we also, at the same time, we have this incredible capacity to hold each other's pain. So I was thinking about those ideas, and I think both of those ideas feel equally present in the song.
Pleasure to meet your pain. In my shadow, you're a month of reason. Don't coddle, don't tease me. Don't wake a swarm of bees beneath me. Do, 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 you want tenderness.
Kissing out for tenderness.
Settle down. I've been taught I should wait to be chosen. By love, certain men can smell the room away. You are melancholy. Well, beauty only made you lonelier. Do, 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 you are tender. Still the creek was muttering your name. Now your face half lit, electronic. You no longer need to speak your sentiments. I know.